The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
My bride, Shalene, your guys' host of the Shalene Show, the person that you guys listen to and pour into, and she just loves you guys to death. She really does. I mean, there isn't a week that goes by that she doesn't brag about her, you know, people on her podcast and who listens to her. And she gets so excited. You guys pump her up when you tell her, I listen to your podcast, or she meets somebody in person. It's not like I did your workout or something like that. When somebody says, I listen to your podcast, it just fills her heart up, and it's amazing. And I want to thank you. And I also want to thank you because the way you guys have come through with this show, it helped her do the 1-3-1 method. Like, we wouldn't have been able to get in front of the people that we did to develop the program without the help of this platform. There's no way. I mean, to see all the scientists and doctors and integrative health specialists and just all the experts that we talked to and interviewed for this book, for this program, would not have happened without this huge platform. And I want to thank you. And I know she's thanked you guys, but I want you guys to do one more thing for me. I really do. I just know that it's going to help this movement. It's going to help this podcast grow so that we can help erase the stereotypical diet industry. And just like, we're going up against a giant, and you know, they're going to keep feeding you all this horrible information because there's a lot of money behind it, and we need to keep this movement going. And how do we keep this movement going? Well, one of the ways we keep this movement going is we make this book huge. So I really want to encourage you to go get the book. And, you know, I mean, I know you listen to the show on a weekly basis. You don't have to pay for the podcast, right? The podcast is free, and it would mean so much to her if you reached out, went to Amazon or your local bookstore and bought the book before April 16th. I know you've heard this 4 podcasts on mindset that she's giving for free. It's a $97 value. It's amazing. And, you know, she wants you to have those. They're going to go away. But here's why. If we can get enough people supporting the book, supporting the 1-3-1 method, the audience is going to keep growing, which then gets her on bigger platforms, which then gets her on bigger television shows, that gets her in front of the people that can make the needle move. You guys have been there every step of the way. I mean, she's shared the 1-3-1 method with you guys from day one. This would mean so much to make this book just come out of the gates on April 16th, and everybody's like, what the hell is going on? What's this 1-3-1 method? And that's all Shalene needs. She just needs that platform, and you guys can help her get there because you guys know her. You guys already know how passionate she is about this, and Shalene can change people's lives, and she can change this stupid diet industry and help people finally get healthy. That's her mission. She wants this worldwide to just change the health industry once and for all. And you guys can help. The more books we sell, it's not a money thing. You don't make money being a book writer. That's not the reason why we want you to go buy the book. It's about platform. It's about getting on other people's radars so that we can get this message out and change this industry. And I know you guys can do it because you guys have done a lot. You guys have helped us so much. And she's going to keep coming to bat every single week for you guys. And I really appreciate you guys. And she loves you to death. And thank you very much for listening. It's amazing.
Welcome to The Shalene Show. Shalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Shalene Show, what's up? Friday edition, Car Smart. Yes, and this is listener request Friday. because you guys wanted some more financial stuff from yours truly. We like to make these short on Friday, so I'm going to pick one specific area and I'm going to talk about credit cards, which one you should have, which one, you know, should you use your debit card and all those good things. Should you even have a credit card? I'm going to give our philosophy on this, and then I want you to go and do some research on your own and figure out what's best for yourself and your family and your needs right now. Let you guys make the best decision. But I want to give you guys some insight on some things that I've found work for us and have worked for some other people I've shared this with. So here we go. I do have one really exciting new little feature that I found on CNBC, my favorite show. For those of you that they ask me all the time in social, you know, what do I do? Where do I get my information? I watch CNBC. I love Jim Cramer. I love his show on Mad Money. I tape it and watch his hour show every single day. And it gives me some great insight. I like the way he delivers it. I like his message. I like what he's doing for his community. And so I listen to him, and I also, you know, don't agree with him all the time, but he had a guest on a couple weeks ago, and I'm gonna share with you what I learned about that guest. But let's start off with just the basic credit card knowledge, right? If you own a credit card, which probably most of the people listening to this podcast do, this is my personal opinion, is you need to not have credit card debt. So if you have a credit card, whatever one you want to think of, you know, you have a Visa, a MasterCard, a Discover, American Express, whatever it might be, I think that you should never have like revolving debt. So my advice to you would be to pay off your credit cards. And you're like, oh yeah, that's easier said than done. You know, it's just very difficult, all that kind of stuff. And Shalene and I have experience in this. So speaking from experience, this is how we did it. This is how we were able to pay off our credit card debt. We looked at our credit cards. I think we had three at the time, and we evaluated the percentage of interest that we were paying on each one of those credit cards. We had one, I believe, that was like 24%. It had some kind of like furniture thing where we bought a bunch of furniture, and it was like a high credit card. And then we had one that was like 19%, and then we had one that was like 14%, right? So what we did was we went after that highest percentage first. We focused on that credit card, and every single extra money that we had went towards that. So what we did was, so for instance, let's just do hypothetically, let's say the 14% credit card had a $100 minimum balance or a minimum payment, and the next one had a $125 minimum payment, right? We would take care of those minimum payments on those two smaller interest rates. Then we would concentrate in every bit of extra income we had saved that month. We went right towards that highest interest rate until we got it paid off. And then once we got paid off, we didn't use it. Then what we did was we went after the next one, which was the 18 to 19% one, and so on and so on. So the bottom line, this tip is, look at your credit card statements, figure out which one has the highest rate, the highest interest rate, and that's the one you want to attack first and get rid of that one. You want to get rid of the highest ones first because those are the ones that you're paying the most interest on. Also, here's another reason why I like doing one at a time, and rather than like going, okay, we have $500 for credit card payments this year saved up, and we're going to just equally do it to each one of the credit cards. I don't like doing that because it's going to take a lot longer to pay one of them off, right? And I like wins. I think people are a little bit competitive, and I think wins are great. So if you can get one of those like paid off, you feel really good about yourself, and it gives you motivation to go to the next credit card and the next credit card. But the bottom line is, you probably shouldn't even listen to, you can listen to tip two and three, or my suggestions two and three, but if you have credit card debt, let's just focus on this first one and get rid of all that credit card debt, okay? We got a deal? Thanks. Tip number two. I get this all the time. Brett, what credit card should I use? Should I even use a credit card? Should I use just a debit card? Well, here's my personal opinion on that. if you don't have the discipline to stay within your means, and you see that, like, I have a credit card and I can spend $10,000, but I don't make $10,000, but I can just, you know, pay off a little bit and just buy this, or put my trip on this, or put this new outfit on this, or do whatever, right? Then maybe you should use a debit card, because what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself right back in that rabbit hole of revolving debt, and you're going to have a 22, 18%, 17%, whatever that percent is, interest rate building up, and that's no good. So you don't want to get stuck in that. So if you know your personality is like, I just can't do it, 100% use your debit card. This tip is more for the people that are like, oh, I'll be disciplined. I have a budget. I'm going to spend this amount of money on food. This is exactly on entertainment, on clothing, on whatever it might be, on supplies, whatever it might be, then this tip is 100% for you. I want to give you a percentage, and I want you to really think about this percentage, right? So all these, like, reward cards, you know, you get miles for travel, you get, you know, whatever it might be, you actually get, like, reward points that you can use for shopping or for travel or for hotels or for restaurants or whatever it might be, right? Do you know that 30% of people never redeem their points that they've earned for travel or whatever it might be? They just don't do it. That's 30% of people don't even do that. The credit card companies know that, right? They know that people aren't even going to redeem these points. So my personal opinion is this, that I don't want you to go get a credit card that you can redeem, like, for travel or anything like that. I want you to go get a credit card that gives you cash back, because you will use that cash 100%. If you see that credit card statement comes in and you're paying it off monthly, and all of a sudden in that right hand column, your cash back is building up, you're going to say, I want that cash. And they make it really simple. You literally just go online and you're just like, wire this to my bank account or send me a check. You're going to go get that cash. But when you're doing it with, like, flights and hotels and it's like rewards, there you go. There's 30% of people don't even redeem them. And there's probably, out of that 70%, don't use all of them. Right? This is 30% that don't use any of them. So out of that 70%, you know, you probably could look on that statement and you have a lot of rewards built up, like it's some kind of, like, trophy or something like that. Don't do that. Get a cash back rewards card. And guess what? I have a few that you can go look up and see if this one fits your needs. So here goes the list. And I know these will be in the show notes, so you can just refer to the show notes and look to see what they are. The first one is Capital One Saver. Capital One Saver. The next one is a credit card called Discover It. Another one is Citi, which is probably Citibank. Citi Double Cash Card. There's another one called Chase Freedom. And I even found one that if you're like, I don't have very good credit, I've already kind of destroyed my credit, but I don't have any more revolving debt. I'm like, I've paid off my credit cards, but my credit score is still low. Well, guess what? Capital One has one for you. It's called Capital One Quicksilver One. Capital One Quicksilver One. Now, I'm not going to go over all the different rewards and cashback percentage on each one of those cards. I will let you do that. There's this awesome tool. It's called Google, GTS, Google that, and read about these. I've already done the research. These five are really good. They all give different percentages, and they give different percentages for what, like, kind of your needs. So some of them are really heavy weighted towards, like, entertainment and travel, right? And other ones are just flat cash back and, you know, for purchases. And some of them have, like, cool, like, rewards, and some of them have, like, double points and, you know, double cash back. So they're really cool. A couple of them even give you a bonus for spending a certain amount of money in, like, the first 90 days, which is super cool. So I want you to go look at those. But first, let me tell you this great story. Brock Johnson, our son, who's sometimes, well, he's on the other podcast, Build Your Tribe, which you should be listening to, not just if you're a business owner. There's great advice there across the board. But Brock he's a college student. He's 22 years old. He has a credit card that's attached to our account for, you know, emergencies, and he's got a debit card. So when I was doing this over January, he's like, calls me up. He's like, Dad, he's like, all my friends want to know about this credit card stuff. And I said, okay, well, here's the first tip. None of your friends are getting credit cards if they don't have income coming in a way to pay for it. And Brock's like, 100%. So him and another one of his friends on the team, they have income coming in. They actually work and they have jobs and, you know, they have an online business or whatever. And they have money coming in, because I didn't want Brock getting a credit card and running up debt and then, you know, getting into that first category. I didn't want him doing that. So he gets a credit card, and I think he got the Capital One Saver. I'm almost 99.9% sure. He got the Capital One Saver. So he's back here on spring break. He's had the credit card for like 2 months. He's like, Dad. I go, what? He goes, that tip that you gave us about getting the credit card, he's like, it's amazing. He goes, because I was just using my debit card and just paying for things. But so what I did was I just put my debit card away, got this Capital One Saver, and started using that money that I was putting on my debit card on the Capital One Saver, paying it off at the end of the month. Like you said, actually the first month that he got it, he was like, this is kind of funny story. He calls me up. He goes, Dad, I just got my statement and I spent $700 this past month. He goes, but they're saying I only have to pay $35. And I'm like, no, Brock. That's what I talked about. You have to pay the $700, because if you only pay $35, you're going to be paying whatever the interest rate is, which is probably like 20% on that other money. That's the whole purpose of paying it off. You have to pay it off or this doesn't work. You'll be in Negativeville, right? And he's like, oh, I get it. Okay, so pay all the $700 off. And I said, yes. So now he's done this for 2 months, right? And he gets this cash back statement like in March, at the end of March. And he's like, Dad, I already got this much money, like cash back. He goes, this is the greatest thing ever. Like, I can't imagine, you know, 10 months from now, he literally was thinking this. He's like, I'll have like all my Christmas presents like paid for with this cash back. And I don't even have to think about it. It's like automatic savings. It's so cool. And I was like, yeah. Or you could wire it right to your E-Trade account and start purchasing some more stock or put it in your mutual fund. And he's like, oh yeah, then I make even more money. So it's like your money starts making money. You're welcome. Huge tip. So, I mean, he knows that he has the discipline not to spend over his budget, you know, allotment. So he's perfect for not using a debit card. Now, remember, I told you, if you don't have that discipline, keep using your debit card. This is for people that are like, I can do this. I can rock this budget. Get yourself a money back credit card. You will start saving amazingly. It's awesome. I love it. I have one. We use it for our business. It's amazing, but I pay it off every single month. Pay it off every single month. Okay, the last tip, tip number three, is this is the one that I learned on Jim Cramer's show, Mad Money. It was in late March, so if you want to go look at it, at CNBC. If you want to go look up the episode, the name of the company is Stash, S-T-A-S-H, and the card is called the Stash Debit Card. Right? They have 3 million people using the card right now, and they add 250,000 people monthly right now. So a lot of people are doing this and it's working, right? So what they are is they're a financial institution. This is perfect for people that they don't know how to save money and they're scared of the stock market, but they know they want to start building for retirement. This is for you. I want you to go and read about them on their website. Just go to Google, stash.com and Stash Debit Card, and it'll be all on there. It's very straightforward. I checked out the site. You can totally like talk to people. They'll talk to you about it. And what it is, this is basically how it works in a nutshell. And this will get you intrigued so that you'll go look at it some more and figure out if this is for you, right? It is, and to be honest, I'm not using this card because I already invest monthly into the stock market and our mutual funds and our retirement. So I'm already set up to do this naturally. I do this on my own every single month. So I don't need this credit card, but this is perfect for those people that are scared of the market, but they know they need to invest. It's perfect for them, right? Because it gets you used to the feeling of doing some investing. And here's how it works. So you get fractional stock. So what does that mean? What does fractional stock mean, right? So let's say, for instance, you go to Starbucks and you buy your latte and you pay for your latte $7 or whatever it is. Then what the Stash debit card will do, will give you a fraction of Starbucks shares. Now, they're not going to give you a full share. It's a full share is like $80. So you're not going to go into Starbucks and buy a $7 latte and get $80 worth of stock. That's ludicrous, right? But this is just such a cool concept, right? You go to Home Depot, you buy Home Depot, right? Now, all of a sudden, you're buying some Home Depot stock because you're using your Stash. You go to Chipotle, everything you can think of. If it's traded, right? If it's a stock in the stock market, you'll get a fractional share and the percentage is set up and I believe you can adjust the percentage. But when you land on their site, they have this cool feature where you can actually talk to a coach and they kind of like, you know, walk you through the whole thing. You need to go check it out. You're like, okay, well, what if I just go to a place that isn't a publicly traded company? Well, that's the cool thing, right? If you just go to your local convenience store or liquor store or whatever, it goes into a general, like, diversified portfolio, like a mutual fund. They call it an ETF, but it's all diversified and it's got a bunch of stocks in there. So a sliver of fractional bit of money will go in there. Now, imagine this. So at the end of the month, you get your statement back, right? You don't owe any money. You don't owe anybody any money. You've been using a debit card. So you have the money in the account, right? But you get a statement and it shows you like what fractions of what stocks you own and what's in your diversified portfolio. So right now, after 1 month, you're invested in the stock market and all you're doing is just paying for your stuff that you do every day. How cool is that? I thought it was the coolest concept. I was blown away when I saw it. I was like, Shalene, I have to do a podcast about this and tell people about this. So I want you to go check it out, Google it, Stash, get on their site, check it out. And for anybody that like does this, I want to hear back. I want to hear about how it works and stuff like that. And like I said, I don't need to do it because we already invest every single month. So I don't worry about that kind of stuff. But I know people are scared of this, but this is an easy on-ramp, 100%. This is like that freeway on-ramp. You can go really slow and gradual and like learn about stocks and retirement and mutual funds and all that kind of good stuff through this service, which I think is just amazing. So those are three credit card tips. And I venture to say that out of the three, you will fall into one of those three categories for sure. You're either somebody that needs to get out of credit card debt. You're somebody that's either got out of credit card debt and you don't know what credit card to choose now, and you're doing rewards and you're like, I don't ever use my rewards, so I might as well do cash back, which is huge. Or you're somebody that's like, I want to use a debit card and I don't know anything about the stocks, and that sounds good. So I think one of those three things is going to help you 100%. I really do. And I just know that if you stick to your guns and you pay your credit cards off monthly, you're going to start seeing great returns and you're going to start saving a lot of money. This was a lot of fun for me today. I love helping people out, especially with credit cards and getting either out of debt or building up more income or saving money. I love doing that. And I sure hope you take me up on that 131 movement and go pre-order the book before April 16th to get your free mindset audios. There's four of them. Yes, four of them free. It's a $97 value. You can order the book on any platform. You can do it on Amazon or wherever, Barnes & Noble, wherever you're going to order your book, right? Go to 131book.com. That's 131book.com. Put in your order number, your email address, and we'll send you the audios. That's all you got to do. Have a great weekend. Thank you guys for being here.